Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl P Dizzle, aka the Magnificent, aka the Original 6-2 Click. But you can call me Coop, and I am back with a fresh podcast. First of all, y'all, I am so sorry for not being around, but you know, life can really keep you busy with the BS, you know what I mean? And to be honest, I had lost motivation to do this because I really didn't think people were hearing me, or not even necessarily people were hearing me, but to be honest, it's just a lot of work trying to get your podcast out there and to get people listening and all of these things. But I just came to a weird conclusion that what they're going to listen to, Portia, if you don't post anything. So, yeah, here I am. Trying to catch up with you guys. First of all, how have you guys been? Have you been good? Okay. But anyway, if you really want to go ahead and tell me how you are doing, I do have a Facebook platform. We need to talk. Okay, so if you want to follow that We Need to Talk platform on Facebook, go ahead. That is where you come in and talk to me. Of course, I'm just talking to you right now, but then you have an opportunity to actually come and talk to me and tell me how you're feeling, tell me what you want me to talk about, and I want to know how your day was going. What did you do? Did you have a good weekend or whatever, you know? Just a way of touching in, you know, a way of binding that gap that I've created between me and you guys, you know, trying not to let that gap get too far apart. Anyway, catching up with what I've been going on lately. So, what's crazy is the last video that I posted was about me meeting somebody who was allegedly, you know, somebody who I really felt I was going to be with at the time. I was wrong. I was definitely wrong. And, you know, it just goes back to what I said earlier, you know, the whole list thing. You know, does that person fit your list of ideas of who you, you know, really want them to be? You know, make the list. Check it twice. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that means you need to go catch up on these videos, love. Not videos, but these podcasts, love. Videos coming soon. I just opened up a secret. But videos will be coming soon. So just bear with me for right now. I'm trying to get my followers up and get people to really listening. And videos will be coming soon. I'm actually super excited about them, because I feel like, you know, it'll be a little bit more personable. You get to see me. I'm thinking about doing like a live chat type of thing. There's also like a little weird Facebook room chat thing that we can actually create and play around with and be cool with. So I'm thinking about that as well. So let me know. Go to Facebook. Go to We Need to Talk. That is my platform on We Need to Talk. On FB, the page should be open. If it is not, go ahead and shoot out a message, you know, or try to add me or add the group. Go add the group so you can be a part of it. But anyway, so yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong about the guy, but you know, it's a part of life, right? It's a part of like learning about what you want, what you want your life to look like, and all these things. Did I mention to y'all that I've gotten a puppy? Y'all, life has been so weird since I turned 30. And when I turned 30, y'all, it was like life just became so much more different. And I don't know about y'all. I don't know if it's just me. I just had a magical 30 button that just made all of everything that was going on in my 20s not even matter anymore. But I can truly say that turning 30 really did change my perspective about like what's important. I was in my 20s valuing a lot of superficial things that had nothing to do with anything, or really just valuing these things because I was told to value them. That sucks, right? It's like you really think you have your own mind until you stop and think about, like, what do I really value? What do I really hold, you know, of value? What makes me happy? What does my life look like if I was to say that my life is happy? Would it be like full of materialistic things? Or would it be really minimum and it's just like you and some other people, you know? And unfortunately, my materialistic level on the happiness spectrum was fairly high, guys. Fairly high, you know. And I can admit I like my nice things, you know. I'm fancy. I like to be fancy. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Yeah. Hair done, nails done, everything did. Yeah, all of that. All of that. Okay, and it's just crazy to me that I realized that, yes, all of those things is good, and it's not a problem to want those things, but to put the value of my life being happy if I don't have these things, or have those things, that's like super depressing. Because it makes you realize that you really don't have true value to your life. Your value comes from possessions that can be easily taken away from you. So that means your happiness can easily be taken away. And yeah, that's a deep concept to think about and put in your back pocket. So as I get older, my perspective of what's important changes. And what I feel like, what my happiness looks like. Don't get me wrong, my happiness still looks good in a nice house and a nice car. But that is not the be all, say all of my happiness, you know? So I am so grateful for 30, y'all. 30 really changed my life. It really did. And to say that I almost didn't make it to 30 really baffles me, because I'm like, hey, this is lit. Yeah, if I sleep the wrong way, my back might tweak a little. You know, I don't think I can, you know, just burst out into a major sprint. Well, technically, I couldn't do that when I was younger anyway, because I was always a big girl. But anyway, I can't break off into a hardcore runner sprint or any of that anymore. And my liver isn't as strong as it used to be when I was in my early 20s starting to drink. But all in all, I am so appreciative for 30. I'm appreciative for 30. This is where I am. This is my update. My update is that I am so grateful to be 30. I've been 30 for, May, June, July, August, September. I've been 30 for 4 months. Well, it'll be 4 months on the 15th of next, so that's next Tuesday, I'll be 30 for 4 months. And I can truly say these 4 months, my life, May, June, July, August, September. Yeah, that's right. June, July, August, September. So yeah, these 4 months have been mind-blowing, you know. And shout out to Golden Meditation once again. Dr. Evil, you are always in the clutch, saving my life. I ended up I guess that's where I need to go. That's just you know, me speaking things into existence. But anyway, as I came back to my podcast, I started looking at like how many people had listened, and it actually went up, and I was like, whoa. But the reason why I decided to even do this recording is because I was like doing some chakra work that Dr. Evil had gave me, and I was trying to record like admirations that I was supposed to say, you know, during my little whatever. And I was trying to find a means to record that instead of me just actually having to repeat it in my mind, because I didn't think I can remember it. But it actually led me to recording this video. Fuck. Not video. Jeez Louise. Excuse my language, guys. But yeah, not video, but recording. Podcast. This is what led me to do my recording. So it looks like I'm going to be working on that whole recording thing. This podcast thing will be elevating to something more personable, something online, something, you know, like a vlog type of thing. It looks like that's probably where my next step is going to be, because I have literally said that nonstop throughout this recording. And that's never happened to me before. I've done like 3 or 4 of these so far, and I've done very well without calling them a video. So that's super weird. And I'm just going to take those hints from the universe, you know. And 11-11 just passed by, FYI. But anyway. So, this is where I am, you know. There's so much going on in the world with COVID and Black Lives Matter and all of these things. And it's just, I'm just so overly grateful. I'm so overly grateful that I've been able to find peace within myself and happiness within myself. And just being appreciative for even being able to wake up in the morning, you know, being here with COVID. I am actually happy to be here with COVID. I am. I'm just happy to be here in general. You know, I'm optimistic about what life looks like after this. And even though, yeah, anxiety comes and like gut punches me every now and then, I'm even ecstatic about the fact that I've learned how to deal with that a little bit better than what I've been doing in the past. You know, just your growth. Tell people around you to respect your growth, period. Because when you go through the trenches and, you know, sometimes you meet people at the beginning of your journey going through the trenches that you know that no longer serves purpose. And you guys, y'all know I preach this till I can't preach it anymore. Some people just don't serve you anymore throughout your life. You know, and that's perfectly fine. Sometimes you just simply that toxic person that linked up with that other toxic person. When you do the work, those attributes that initially drew you to those people, it changes. It changes. And you can feel the change. The conversation is dry. You know, you go from talking to them to every day to barely talking to them at all. You can feel the vibe, you know. You can definitely feel the vibe. But don't feel bad about that. It's all about growth and progression, you know. 2020, I feel like, was really for inner reflection, you know. The whole world was asking for a break. So the universe gave us a break. They say, hey, nobody leave the house. We got the break that we asked the universe for. But what did we really do with this break besides panic and panic? I can truly say I've done a lot of growing this year. And it's not even complete. We still got a little pocket change left. So, you know, it's not even complete. But anyway, are you guys ready for story time? Go ahead and pull up your little teacup. I'm ready. I'm ready. It's been a while. So you ready? All right, let's go. So recently at work, and this is just a quick story about, you know, my growth. But recently at work, as you guys know, we have been working from home. I am an instructor, unfortunately, for a, what do you call a trade college? Trades colleges are basically colleges that you go to pick up a trade. I have been doing a certain trade for several years and end up having the opportunity to actually teach the trade, you know. So that caused us to actually, you know, have to do our lectures from home. You know, and that when you're teaching a trade, you know, you're really teaching people how to go out and do a particular job. And sometimes that's just like the hardest thing to like relay through online. You know, these are really hands-on type of situations. So super weird. But I've really been actively struggling with the transition. Unfortunately, I've been getting like really, really bad reviews. I got like, I received at least 1 to 2 students. Like last class, I had like 30 something students, and I had 1 or 2 students that complained on me. So y'all, I'm not really doing that well, or I wasn't doing that well. So I've been like actively struggling with it, you know, and it's like super unfortunate. So lately it was stepped up a notch to the point where they basically told me like, hey, we don't understand what's going on, but this just cannot be a progressive thing. Like something needs to change. So basically a fix it, lose your job type of thing. I instantly started freaking out. And I was like, oh my God, like what is my next step of like trying to save myself? You know, what do? I instantly go back to what I know. I go back and I apply for this super toxic hospital with all of these miserable toxic people, thinking that that was going to be my best route, you know, getting back into what I need to get back into. I was wrong. And I was actually rejected. They rejected me, I guess, because of who I am and my past with the company, and they didn't want me to work there anymore. I'm cool with that because I was super toxic and I did a lot of weird things there. So I'm okay with that. But, you know, when I received that rejection from the place that I didn't need to be, from a place that I had outgrown, it hurt me in a manner. It made me feel like I was never going to get back to where I was going to be, you know. I feel like I've done a lot of growing throughout these couple of years, and I know what's to value and what not to value, and what to hold standards and where not to hold standards, and what's important, like I said earlier. And, you know, I'm just so ready to get back into my field. I feel like I'm balanced, I'm stable, I want that success. I'm not gonna lie. Like I said, my happiness still includes the big house and the nice car, but I just know that my life will still be happy without those things. But I want what I want. You know, and you know, so I was basically feeling destitute, like, oh my God, I'm never gonna get out of this job, and if I don't get out of this job, they might fire me before then, you know, type of thing. So, you know, I started buckling down, y'all. Like after I received that bad news, I recertified all 3 of my certifications, and you know, I just really had to shoot up a real prayer. I put in a new application, and this is something that's like actively progressive right now. This is what's going on. Like I said, this is the actual official update. And this process with this job that I've just applied for is totally different because I'm moving in intentions. You know, I've already printed out my resumes. I've already have my portfolios ready to print out. You know, I'm ready to go. I did get contact, you know, that my application has been getting pushed forward a little bit, but you know, I'm just thankful that my mind state did not stay in that troubled place that it was when I found out that I did not receive the opportunity to go back to the place I didn't need to go back to. Sometimes doors are closed for a reason, you know, and at the time I was looking for an easy route that I thought, something comfortable, something that I already know, you know. But doors are closed for a reason. And looking back is not always your best option when you're desperate. Sometimes, even though you just want to have something to fall back on, sometimes you're just not. And sometimes that fall is probably the best thing that you can actually do. So once you fall, you can actually build up that foundation in order to be more stable the next go around. So until next time, loves. It was super cool talking to you guys. I am going to try to upload a little bit more, y'all. I have been slacking. I know. Shout out to Ashley because she, you know, she be staying on me, you know. But yeah, update. Let me know. Hit me up on Facebook. Let me know if you want me to talk about a particular thing. I sure will. And like I said, until next time, loves.
Peace.